So, could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Imran and I am from Afghanistan.
And where do you live at the moment?
In Teok side, in jungle, in Kali.
Okay, and do you know that this place, this jungle, will be evicted soon?
Yeah, I know it will be evicted, and it's evicted from today. People are moving to another place, to another jungle. And today the weather is also not good. It's very difficult for us to replace our things. And some volunteers are helping us, and we are moving. Some people are helping itself, so they are moving themselves. And some people from Salam and other association, No Border and other, they are here to help us, but it's not enough. It's too many people, and we are moving to another side. Yeah.
Have you been to this new site already?
Yeah, I've been there, so I saw this place, but it's not a better place. It's a worse place. It's a water system, it's nothing is there, so it's a hunting place also. Not a good place. In summer, it's, as you know, summer is coming. I've been here in last summer. In summer, you can sleep there because there is no tree. It's totally surface ground, and it's become very difficult for us. So be more difficult for us in summer.
So you would prefer to stay in the place you are now?
Yeah, we prefer to stay in the place we've been from 3-4 months. It's a big jungle, and it was safe jungle from wind, from air, from some, how you can say, safe from rain and from the sun. It was good for us to stay in that jungle, but now it's difficult for us because today in the morning police was also there, and they warned us last time you have to move from here before 31st. If you don't move, then we will do what we can.
And will you build new tents in the new place? How are you gonna do to organize yourself there?
Yeah, we are try to build new tents there. I was there before some 2 hours ago, but it was very fast wind. I try to make a new tent, but it was too difficult for us, and the tent was also broken by wind. So it's very difficult to create a new tent on the another side.
And you will move with all by group? How you will do that?
Yeah, we will move by group. Like we need help from the volunteers because we cannot move. It's a little far away also, but we have some heavy things that we cannot move by hands. So we need help, and we try to find someone to help us. Yeah.
Okay, and for the future, how do you see your situation? What it will change for you to be in a new place like that?
I think in the beginning it will be very difficult for us, but we are hoping because we are here to cross the channel. So it's a difficult time for us, but we will see what will happen to us. But we will try our best, and we need some help from the volunteers and from the French government as well.
And what is your plan when you will have crossed to UK?
Yeah, we are trying almost every night, day and night, we are trying to cross the channel, but the security is tough and their control is too much now. So it's not easy to cross the channel easy. So it's hard, but we are trying our best. And we hope we will cross soon.
And what is your plan when you arrive there in UK?
Yeah, my plan is we have to find us a job. So we are all, as you know, we have a difficult time. So we're trying to go there and for a better life, so to find us a job and work there, and then we will return and to help our family back.
Do you want to add something?
Well, I will say that we need help from the volunteer and from the French people because now we are facing a difficult time. The weather is also not good. It's a difficult condition for us to move to the other side. And the weather is, as I said before, is not good. And we hope someone can help us But from the government, we are hopeless. They are not going to help us. But we are want to help. Some the French people can help us, and some volunteers, some many few associations like No Borders, Salam, and few other associations. They are helping us, and we are thankful to them. And we need more help from the other volunteers as well, and from the French people. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.